Well, I'm very pleased the House of Representatives passed a Great Lakes Legacy Act. It's an act that I co-sponsored. What the Great Lakes Legacy Act is, it authorizes for 5 years up to $150 million a year to clean up hot spots or areas of concerns in the Great Lakes. You know, Great Lakes is drinking water to over 35 million Americans. There are 43 areas of concern in the Great Lakes. 26 are in the U.S., 12 are on the Canadian side, and 5 are basically shared between our two countries. I first really became aware of one of the major areas of concern was Tannery Bay and Sault Ste. Marie. Way back in 1992 when I was campaigning for this office, I went to a debate there and people started asking me questions about it, and quite frankly, I didn't know a lot about it. I learned a lot about it. I learned that Tannery Bay suffered from pollution because Northwest Leather Company, which is now bankrupt, just dumped the stuff out the back door. Back in the early 1900s, that's what people did. Unfortunately, it left a horrendous environmental hotspot there in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. Well, I'm pleased to report that underneath the Great Lakes Legacy Act, we were able to clean up Tannery Point. It cost about $8 million, $4.8 million, which was provided through the Great Lakes Legacy Act. So reauthorizing this program to help us clean up these other hotspots is of great, great value to all of us who live in the Great Lakes region. And I'm pleased to see that we tripled the authorized funding to up to $150 million a year for environmental cleanup on the Great Lakes. You know, my district has more shoreline than any other congressional district. We have 1,613 miles of shoreline. That's more than any other congressional district in the continental United States. And I've made it my mission to protect these Great Lakes, and this is just another way in which we can help protect and heal our Great Lakes, which is our legacy.